The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, March the 5th, and we've got one topic today, and that's the State Historical Society. But a lot of information to talk about. Joan Stack is with us. Good to have you once again. And you brought some items along that are well over 100 years old, didn't you?
That's right. They're from the Civil War era, and they are being exhibited right now in our exhibit, which is called Money, Mail, and Memoria, ephemera from the Civil War era. And when I talk about ephemera, I mean things that people normally would throw away, that you don't expect to be saved, and yet... Luckily for us, some of this stuff was saved, and it can tell us a lot about the culture of the people.
Yeah. You know, there's something to be said for pack rats, people who save everything. You know, and I used to save everything. In fact, I still do. I have toys from when I was a little kid. But here, can I show some of these items?
Yes.
If you would like to see these, go to kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends and watch the vodcast of this program, or you can download it as a vodcast. But here we have a newspaper that was published in
1861. This newspaper represents a general, General Lyon, who was killed in Missouri at the Battle of Wilson's Creek, and he was the first Union Civil War general to die in combat. So he became a national hero, appears on the cover of this New York illustrated newspaper.
And this was August 31st,
That's right. So this was a few weeks after the battle. It appears on the cover of the paper. But it was really, if you look at this image, he's sort of rallying not only his troops at the battle, but also the Unionists who are reading the paper to get behind the Union and fight for America.
Now, this image was created how?
This is a wood engraving, which was the way most things were printed during that period.
Wood engraving and
lithography. We'll be looking at a couple of lithographs in a minute.
Now, the paper you were telling me, and it was mainly made of cloth?
Well,
rag
paper is what survives. And when you find Civil War era paper that's doing pretty well, that's not crumbling in your hands.
Oh, this is doing beautifully.
Yeah, it likely has some rag content.
Okay. Now, this is sheet music?
This is sheet music. And, of course, this was the common form of entertainment back in those days. And it's what I think is interesting about this is an example of Confederate sheet music. It's the Bonnie Blue Flag. Mm-hmm. And it was a song that was trying to unite the different Confederate states of America. It was saying, hurrah for Southern rights. And you see the two Confederate flags that we often don't think of as Confederate flags. The Bonnie Blue Flag, which was a blue flag with a single star. Mm-hmm. That's what this song is about. And what they called the Stars and Bars, which was a three-striped flag.
Of red and white.
Of red and white with a field of blue with however many Confederate states there were at the moment. I think there are 11 in that.
So that was one of the two Confederate flags.
Well, this was the official flag of the Confederacy for the first few years of the war. So you see it in a lot of artwork.
Okay. And you really should look at this. KBIA.org, Talk Shows, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends. Now we've got some money that dates back how many years?
This also was from 1861-62, and I think this is really interesting. You may know that Missouri had two governments during the Civil War. The elected government, which was a rebel government that ended up being forced out of Jefferson City. Then the Missouri State Convention elected a Unionist governor. And the Union held Missouri for the Civil War, but there was a government in exile that supported the South. And this was money.
This was $50?
$50 bond that was printed to pay the troops of this rebel army, this rebel State Guard of Missouri.
So what backed this money?
Well, people, bankers and people pledged a certain amount of money to back it, but it turned out not to be worth very much because, of course, they didn't end up winning. But what I thought was especially important about this particular example is sometimes people say the Civil War was not about slavery. But here we find the Southern government of Missouri, which was a slave state, actually putting an image of slavery on this bond. In other words, reminding us that the economy of Missouri at the time was based on slavery. And for them, keeping slavery was very important.
So this was State of Missouri money. It wasn't worth $50 at that point. But now, this piece of paper that I'm holding is probably worth more than $50.
Yeah, I don't know what the market is exactly for these things. I do want to remind people that on March 9th, on Saturday at 1:30.
This coming Saturday.
That's right. I'll be doing a walkthrough of all of this material and talking about it at the State Historical Society. So I want to invite people to come in.
Okay. So you'll see not only what we're talking about now, but a whole lot more.
A lot of other stuff.
Now I've got one other piece of, is this sheet music also?
This is also sheet music. I thought since I brought a Confederate example, I would bring a Unionist example. And this was actually a song about Missouri. Now you see it says it's written by Howard Glidden, but in fact, that it's actually written by a woman who uses that as a pseudonym.
Pen name. Yeah. Pen name. Okay.
But it is a song that supports the idea of Missouri staying in the Union. So Missouri, as a lot of people know, was deeply divided.
And what year was this published?
This, I think, is 61 or 62 as well.
It was published in St. Louis, and it's for piano and guitar.
Yeah.
Now, is there any way to hear this music now?
Well, you know Kathy and Dave Parra.
Yeah.
They do a lot of this Civil War music. So they actually, you can go on the web, their website, and hear some of these things.
And listen to some of the authentic Civil War music. All right, Joan, so this coming Saturday, if people want to really find out a lot more, they can come to the State Historical Society.
Yeah. One thing I just wanted to mention that we have that's kind of exciting in connection with this Lincoln movie that came out, we actually have a popular lithograph that was produced in honor of the 13th Amendment when it was passed in 1865. And the lithograph has the signatures of all the congressmen who supported the amendment, which included James Rollins from this area. He actually lived in Columbia, Missouri, and his name is on this lithograph.
So, and they'll be able to see the lithograph.
Yes.
Okay. So this coming Saturday, what time again?
At 1:30.
State Historical Society. And your location?
We are located in Ellis Library on the University of Missouri campus. We're in the East Wing.
Okay. And if people want more information, they can look it up on the web also.
Yes, that's right.
Joan Stack, thank you so much for coming by. Always a pleasure to have you. And I learned so much when you're here. Let's see. Tomorrow, we've got recycling news, and we'll tell you about the Phoenix program. Also, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you want to watch this, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friend. Bye-bye.